Schumer says he knows Comey and has worked with him in the past.
And that's what makes what he did all the more surprising and appalling. You know, there's a tradition in the U.S. Attorney's offices in Washington and the Justice Department. It goes down into the Brooklyn DA's office that a prosecutor always avoids interfering with an election, even the appearance of interfering with an election.
Schumer says Comey's issuance of a search warrant to look at Clinton aide Huma Abedin's email Sunday only shows that the FBI director does not have solid evidence that there was anything amiss in the messages. Abedin is the estranged wife of former Congressman Anthony Weiner. He's under criminal investigation for allegedly sexting a minor. The incumbent Democratic senator joined the other top Democrats in demanding that Comey make the emails public.
Mr. Comey first ought to make them all public, and second, he owes not only Secretary Clinton, but the American people an explanation for what appears to be an appalling action.
Schumer would not comment on Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid's contention that Comey might have violated the Hatch Act or whether Comey should step down, but says that he does have a big burden of proof to explain his actions. Schumer's Republican opponent Wendy Long also criticized Comey, saying much has gone wrong from a prosecutorial standpoint and that she disagreed with Comey's decision back in July. Comey on July 5th recommended that Clinton not be prosecuted for what the FBI director called her extremely careless handling of classified information. But Long ultimately blames Hillary Clinton for the troubles.
It would be one thing if Hillary Clinton had just come forward in the first place and given all the evidence that she was required to. We are in this mess because she failed to do that.
But Long says once Comey found out what might be new evidence, he had a right to pursue it. The Republican candidate for Senate said afterward that she doesn't know if the Comey controversy will help or hurt the top of the GOP presidential ticket, Donald Trump.
This goes beyond politics. It makes me feel physically ill when I think our laws and our justice system are being manipulated for anybody for political purposes, because that's not America.
Long trails Schumer by nearly 40 points in the polls. The event, the only time that the two candidates will meet during the campaign, also covered their views on appointments to the Supreme Court, the Iran deal, and the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act, among other issues. In Schenectady, I'm Karen DeWitt.